Hello again, so here we are, late May, and some of us are still needing the heating on. Incredible. Though medical interventions are almost back to normal over here, most GPs across the way are still, well, mainly remotely consulting, although this brings with it a whole new set of hurdles to leap over. The constant barrage of e-consultations, emails, video, photo items, the lot. On our lovely Isle of Man, though, it's much more face-to-face in the surgery nowadays. But clearly there is a lot to get through, so as several patients arrived this past week or two bearing literally lists of queries, this seemed to then become a bit of a pattern. This is the issue then, simply of available resource. GPs, nurses, other health professionals may have, say, 10, 15 minutes per appointment per patient allocated for every new consultation. Our patient needs, though, for many, have simply been put off, not looked at, or long overdue review due to the COVID restrictions, and numerous other reasons, be it their conditions, or medication, or management. So please, I know appointments are precious, but could we just consider at the moment the important stuff, your main concerns, if it looks like a list is being created prior to your appointment? Yesterday, for example, I saw folks with lists of, say, 5 items, several with 6 or 7, and one old guy with 9. That's it, 9. That's 1 a minute, almost. Not literally. I think he was in for about nearly 30 minutes. Anyway, times that by 15, 16 patients per session, twice a day, and then add in all your admin work, your home visits, and whew, should I say, well, it's been a long day. Why do I say this? Well, for several reasons. Mainly by the obvious fact that we don't want to miss serious disease. Too many items can cause distraction. We can feel rushed. You can sense that too. After all, there may be a cure cells behind you, but just like seeing a dentist with toothache, you really don't mind if millions of others have got toothache, because yours really won't wait. Many items can be looked at in a few minutes, but noting them all down for future reference can take longer, adding some time for computer tapping, prescription tweaks, and yes, time can fly. So yes, we are loving seeing you all back in, we really are. Remote working is fine for lots of stuff, examinations, demands, patient contact, of course it does. But just pause for a moment. If you are constructing a list for your doctor or nurse, perhaps just tick off the serious concerns for the time being anyway, pending us returning to normal life, whatever that was. Meantime, good news from the latest data read the, well, the effectiveness of the 2 presently available jabs versus COVID. The new variant included, so-called Indian strain. However, the coverage of just 1 vaccination is far less reassuring. So, as we open our borders, and if you've had word of your booster vaccination, please don't just get lax about this at this point in the loop. Social distancing, sensible care of anybody who presents with a COVID-like set of symptoms remains absolutely essential. I see the NHS TV adverts arriving again, featuring adults with coughs. Coughs for more than 3 weeks. It could be lung cancer and all the rest of it. Indeed, so much other stuff is out there, completely oblivious to COVID strains. And that's what we need to now focus on. Fingers crossed for hopefully a safe, more, well, border openings. Till next week, cheerio.